Thank you. Stay with me. I'm only going to be like 20 minutes. I'm going to be super quick because, well, no, not super quick. Thank you. I was working on that this morning. Oh, my gosh. You understand. I'm glad you're here with me, because you understand the shift in technology and the way it's going. But I'm going to stop talking to you for a second so that I could play some music to get me in the mood and get everybody else in the mood, okay? So let me get my song that's been sitting with me for a minute. Boom, boom, boom. You got to get yourself hype. So welcome. If you're live, join me. Stupid alerts. Just Bahamas. I know you know. And we're going to talk about that a little bit today as well. So it's almost noon. Cool. Thank you. Let's do this. Let's do this. Niggas was petrified. We got Brooklyn in the house. We got Harlem in the house. Or wait, it's not Harlem. Remind me what it is. Forgot the name of your area sometimes. Dynamite Sounds is in the house, okay? The best DJ on the planet. What? Always blessed, Sugar. Gonna let this song wrap up and I'm gonna dive right into it, okay? Keep it moving. And if you're not live, that's okay, because we'll be able to access this later, right? On the scene, niggas was petrified. And they were beaten just by homicide. Really? There you, of course you know the song, Dynamite. Your careers won't be lasting long. We're almost done with the song. Let's do it. Throw your hands in the sky and wave it from side to side. When I first stepped on the scene, niggas was petrified. And it was beaten just by homicide. All right. 3 after 12, so I want to make sure I respect your time and get right to this, right? So, boom, let's cut that off. Oop, cut it off. And welcome. Welcome to Let's Talk About It with who? Me, Giselle. Because one thing that I absolutely love is a good conversation. All right, anybody who knows me knows when you have my attention in a good conversation, you've got me. So, few things. Why did I choose noon? Because growing up back in the day when, like, you know, we had old school, there was a show on Hot 97 that was at noon, and I believe it was with Mr. C, and he would play the old school at noon. And I absolutely loved the old school at noon. I would stop everything I was doing to listen to the old school at noon. Okay, so that's one of the reasons that I chose noon. Why did I choose Wednesday? Because it's hump day. Right? So happy hump day, everybody. It is the middle of the week. I hope that I'm able to inject you with some motivation, inject you with some inspiration, and get you excited to move in and close out your week as you go into your weekend, which it seems to be that most people look forward to. However, we need to change our thinking because Monday can be a pretty amazing day too. So who am I? I want to just, you know, this is me just getting started, and I really have so many stories to share with you. But I'm going to try and keep it to one story a show just so that I don't stay on here live for the rest of the day. That would be absolutely ridiculous. I'm Giselle. My name's Giselle Eli, Mrs. Francis now. And I'm a life coach. I'm an author. I'm a speaker. And as you can see, I was a DJ when I did start my radio career. I'm also a musician. I'm so many things, but I'm not really here to talk about all that I am. I'm here to share some stories with you. And really, my intentions for this is that you learn a little bit something about me, you know, because I'm diving in deeper into this social media world, where it's a whole other conversation, and we'll get to it a little bit later. But I hope that you learned something about me. And that also in this conversation, you learn a little bit something about yourself. And I hope that we have some fun. I know that I had a ton of fun with the music, and you know, that's just what makes me very excited, is a good song to jam out to. So, who is this for? I mean, this is for anybody that tunes in live, right? But then also, it is for women like me, women of color, women who are hustling, women who have a dream, women who really want more for themselves and sometimes feel like the community is not there or the community doesn't support them. As you get older and you tend to be pulled towards doing something, sometimes the leadership in your own dream can get lonely. So this is what I created so that I can inspire people like you, women like you. This is really for women, and the men who come along come for the ride because you know we love you. So again, my intentions, you learn about me, you learn about yourself, and then we have some fun, and that there's something that you can take out of this conversation and move with you for the week, okay? So I have some thoughts on my mind just because of the time that we're in. And quite honestly, I was never a person that paid attention to politics. And no, this is not a political show, but we're in a very interesting time right now. There is a lot of divide in the world, there's a lot of hate, and the art of loving is lost. And self-love is the only way that we can really get that love back. And I feel like self-love is also being overused and misunderstood these days as like a spa day. And self-love is not a spa day. You know, self-love is kind of tapping into where it really, really hurts you the most. And again, because I wanted to this to be fun, I'm not going to go into like the psychological talk about this kind of stuff. But just know that a day out with your friends having a manicure, or a ladies' night, or you know, a spa day, like those things shouldn't be self-care. Those things should be musts in your emotional, physical, spiritual, mental space. And you know, just as you're grooming, you know, they say a shower day is a good one, you know, brush your teeth every day. Well, you know, there are certain things that we should be scheduled into those things as well, like you know, the personal grooming things, like those are part, those should be part of well-being practices and rituals. So as I promised, I really wanted to go into storytelling, right? Because boy, have I lived a life. All right. I still consider myself to be young, and I have done and seen a lot of things well before my time. And it's like I'm really okay not seeing anymore. You know, I'm okay with it because I've seen so much and I've done so much. And there's a reason for that. Like sometimes you just have to slow down. And currently I'm injured. And if you could see what's happening right now, I can't bend my leg. I had surgery and I have a giant teddy bear under my heel just to keep my leg a little bit elevated. And I say all of this because this is the theme. This is where we're getting to for today, is that you have to unlearn and relearn things, right? Like we're always in a process of unlearning and relearning things. And, you know, I have unlearned how to walk and now I'm relearning how to walk. And right now it's with crutches. I don't know if you could see those. You know, I've got what, four legs? I was joking the other day. I was like, look at me. I have four legs and four eyes. But you have to unlearn and relearn things. And you have to unlearn how to talk to yourself and relearn how to talk to yourself in a way that supports you. You have to unlearn how you used to express your emotions and relearn how to express your emotions in a way that supports you. And that supports people around you. And these are all things that I'm constantly unlearning and relearning myself. But you need to be surrounded by people or at least have that go-to person, whether that be in the form of a mentor, a therapist, a coach, you know, someone that is not involved in your day-to-day life that can really give you that outside perspective on how you are unlearning and relearning. You know, it's like you go to school, you don't go to school and you live at school. You go to school and you do the work, you do your schoolwork, and then you come home and you practice your schoolwork. It's very, very, very much the same. So with that in school, I just have to tell you where my fear came from all of this. Many people don't know this, but I started my undergraduate studies at the University of Miami. And at the University of Miami, I was a film student. And I went in with the intentions of having my own radio show and also making, like producing and directing music videos. And when I learned how to create video, I used a Bolex, okay? And for, you know, iPhone people, with your cameras on your iPhone, a Bolex, you're probably like, what is a Bolex? Is that like a knockoff of a Rolex? Like, no. Do you know what a Bolex is? A Bolex was like this giant box that you put the little 8mm film in, and you know, you roll it up and you roll it. Like, it was really hands-on and technical, and there was so much to learn about how to use it. And then not only how to use it in capturing the film, but just in film in general, in setting up your shot and understanding depth of field and understanding lighting and understanding black and white and understanding all the theory, right? There's a lot of theory to life that it seems that people just keep skipping over right now and jumping in to expertise. I have a problem with that, but you know what? We have to change with the world and move with the world. And that's why I'm here today doing this. At first I thought, okay, maybe I'll go live every day, because honestly, I'm still trying to understand what is this live thing. Like, I grew up in a radio station. I grew up on a television station. I grew up in a set, you know, to sit here on live and do this, I don't know what this is. Is it a radio show? Is it a TV show? I have no freaking idea, okay? No idea. So I'm going to unlearn what I know, and I'm going to jump on here on live with you and relearn how to participate in this current society using the tools that we have. And that is called being resourceful. Like, that's what we all need to do. You know, you take me, put me into a radio station and just tell me where everything is and close the door, I'll have, you know, the airwaves jumping real quick. And anybody that opened the door would look at me and be like, damn, she looks crazy. And yeah, I would, because I would be jamming. I would be talking, you know, that was my jam. This, I've been working to like set up a little home studio here so that I can feel comfortable. So every week we're gonna do this. Every week, Wednesday at noon, I'm going to have my old school jam to bump with you. I'm going to share a story with you. I'm going to give you the lesson in it, right? Because if we're not learning daily, then we're dying. Like, you need to learn every single day. And if that's too much for you, then just learn one thing a week. You know, and if that's too much, one thing a month. And if that's too much, I hope you learn something in 2019 so that 2020 is going to be rock solid for you, okay? So unlearning and relearning. A lot of the work that I do as a coach, I work with people one-on-one so that they can unlearn how they think about themselves, how they believe in themselves, and they can relearn a new way to support them and really intensify the quality of their life so it's not so hard. You know, of course, there's going to be hard days. Of course, there's going to be pain. That is a given. This is life. It is inevitable. If you're not hurting, well, then that means you can't feel. You know, feeling good wouldn't feel so good if we didn't have hurt to compare it to, right? So I say all that to say that this is the beginning for me in a journey I'm taking in this online mind world. And I've been on this journey of personal development for decades now. You know, I was formally introduced to the world in 2008. And, you know, looking back, I realized I've been doing this stuff for myself without guidance for so long. And I think that that's where we get stuck, is that there's so many things that we know we got on lock because we've been doing this for so long. But imagine you had somebody better than you come in, and not necessarily better, better than you is the wrong way, but more experience, more knowledge, that tweak, that little tweak that can make everything better, right? Like behind me, let's see, I'm like crippled right now. So I'm trying to see if you could see behind me, but like right here, these are notebooks. Those notebooks go back to ninth grade, okay? And that was 1994. I have been writing my thoughts since 1994, and I have all of it. So, just saying, you can track your life. You could check in and see how you are feeling. And there are very scientific and proven ways to do all of that, and doesn't have to be so science textbook, but it can be fun. And my intention is that I give you guys hope that where you are is not where you need to be unless you absolutely love it. 10 years from now, 1 year from now, tomorrow, if you have a just little inkling of, you know, feeling more enthused and excited about life, I want you guys to know that you're not alone. I'll give you an example. I was on the phone this morning with my health insurance, with my doctor's office, with the surgical providing company, trying to get a wheelchair. I've been trying to get a wheelchair for a month. Okay. At this point, it's like, forget it. Forget the wheelchair. Just deal with what you're going through right now. But I know that having a wheelchair would allow me to get outside and do things much, much easier, you know? And what I have to go through just to get a damn wheelchair to make my independence easier. It's like, do you understand? I like to get things off of my checklist and like keep it moving into the next week with like a free, clear plan. And this damn wheelchair has been sitting there for a month already and it's starting to bug me. So I'm actually going to try and get a motorized wheelchair, because if you got to make me fight this hard, I'm going to fight for even better. Okay. So what is it? 17 after? I got a lot to talk about, and you're going to learn a lot about me. You're going to learn about some of the things that I've seen, some of the things that I've done. And most importantly, it's not to like boast or brag about things I've seen or done. It's about sharing what I've learned through a lot of the experiences that I've had. And we're going to talk about health. We're going to talk about money. We're going to talk about mental health. We're going to talk about mindset. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about it all. Okay. And it's just going to be bits and pieces because, you know, that's really what our life is. It's a big puzzle and there's bits and pieces of it. And you work on one at a time and you find where it belongs and you put it in place and you've got a pretty wholesome, beautifully pictured life, you know? even the ugly parts of the picture, you can paint over it or keep it there as a reminder, not of where you are, but where you've come and also where you're going. So with that, what you've heard today, one of the things that I like to do when I'm working one-on-one with people, and if you are interested in taking your life to the next level and really like upgrading and up-leveling and intensifying the joy and the passion and the freedom and the excitement and the adventure in your life. Ooh, my speaker went. Reach out to me. My email is Giselle@GiselleEli.com, or you can leave, you know, send me a message. And just know that anything is possible. You know, it's never too late to start dreaming again. You know, I shared the story with you about me wanting to be a music video director because that was my dream. You know, I thought that I would be making, you know, music videos for the stars. And that's why I went to go study that. And quite honestly, in today's day and age, I really wouldn't want to make any music videos for these artists. But I didn't say that, did I? That's why this is at noon and we could get some old school flavor in here. But just think, what are those things? What are those things that you have let go of? What are those things that you really, really, really want to do or wish you did, and that you feel it's too late, or you feel you're too old, or you feel you're too fat, or you feel you're too ugly, you're too this, too that? Nobody is too anything for anything, okay? The world is open, the world is your oyster, and you are capable of anything and everything that you want to do. On that note, I wanna start wrapping this up. It's been 20 minutes, it's actually been like 22 or 23 minutes. Quite honestly, I could sit here and talk for the entire day because I love a good conversation, and I could, you know, be sidetracked with so many tangent conversations as well, but I want to stay focused and I want to get back to what I have planned for the day. And also let you know that the first quarter of this year, there's some really great things, actually the first two quarters, so the first half of the year, there's some really great things lined up. There's two events, and I'll share more about this at another time. We're doing a retreat in Pennsylvania, which is going to be fantastic. It is going to be for 3 days. It is going to be women coming together to relax, to relate, and to reflect, and I'm very excited about that. And then also my event, Love, Loss, and Lessons, that will be coming up as well, most likely March. And then also I'll have a summit coming up in the next, probably by March or April as well. So those are just some things to look out for. Other than that, I'm here, I support you, I love you. I know that you can do it. I know that you've got it. I know that whatever you want is possible for you right here, right now. Okay. So if you are interested in working closer with me, just reach out. And other than that, remind yourself, I got this. Say it out loud right now. I got this. And of course, I came in with music. I have to go out with music. And I'm just going to play a song that was also one of my favorites when I had started college. And let's see if I could get to it real quick. Some Mr. Cheeks. You all, happy hump day. Happy 2020. This is the year to get it right, you know, or to get it wrong. You learn from that. And I'm just so excited to watch all of you and how you progress. And, you know, we're all on this journey together. Like, never forget that you are not alone. We are all going through things, but we got to go through it and be excited about what's the purpose, what's the reason for going through it all. It's happening for you, right? Not to you. So let's go. Let's go and have a great week, guys. Going up where we want to be. In the sun and all that. Shining light. You guys have a great day. Okay, basically, where my tickets at? Here in my smoke bag, you know what I mean? I need all that before I get to the class. Where my phone's at? Hit me right. Yeah. 2.5 hours out. Bye, everybody.
Yeah, okay, we turn into the spot for all the fun, and when we land, we're gonna have so much fun, man. I'm ready for the summertime, I might be the wrong. I won't be playing the song, I can't wait to get it on. I mean, you got his shirt open, we celebrating. How we do, understand, we feeling brand new. We from New York, and we headed with it for a thrill. I hear the four cocktails, I each cost four bills. I'm done off, I play the window, looking to the cloud. You know me, I know me,
I got my music loud. See you next week, y'all. Spot where all the sun be.